forest for the trees. Well, he says, I'm a bark specialist.
Boy, that's right down in the details when you can't see the trees for the bark. I guess that's what he meant. Actually, in my career, I was kind of similar. I was an RF design specialist in companies where the RF part, well, cell phones, for example, where the RF part is sort of a diminishing thing, and most of the effort in the design of such things tends to be application and operating system software and making that all work with cameras and communications and all the other things in these phones. So, you know, I had my nose down in the weeds as well.
Yeah, and of course everybody, this is what people mostly want as well when they're looking for a phone, but they always notice the RF part doesn't work very well.
Reflector 9009, link clear.
Yeah, I was going to complain that we got a lot of, if we did our part well, it was sort of like, okay, good, but we weren't the focus of a lot of these devices. I just heard a reflector go down. I'm not sure we need it back up. Well, perhaps I'm going to say 73, Jim. I did hear another station in there trying mightily to reach the repeater, but failing, I'm thinking. It was quite noisy and broken up. So have a good day, Jim.
Yeah, I hope to.
Mr. Alpha 7, Whiskey Papa Alpha.
Well, that one was clear. Whiskey Papa Alpha, nice clear signal there. Oleg, go ahead.
Good morning, Rotten, everyone on the net. Almost missed this morning. Just came back from the gym. Also enjoying my new delivery from Ali QAT. Small station, just will be looking inside. But anyway, thank you for taking my call, 73.
Okay, my pleasure, Oleg. Thank you for calling in. At this point, we have finished the alphabetic list, and I'm just getting very close to calling for... later missed. Well, actually, we're working on later missed right now. I guess I'm getting ready to go with what the heck's the term? I'm a little lost for words. I guess last call is what I'm thinking of. So, anybody still out there?
Victor Echo 7, Juliet Bravo X-ray, portable.
Yeah, Victor Echo 7, Juliet Bravo X-ray, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for the late check-in. No traffic, 73.
Well, thanks for checking in, 73. Anybody else?
I'm Victor Alpha 7, Uniform Alpha Mobile.
Victor Alpha 7, Uniform Alpha. It's Derek, right? Good morning.
Yeah, it's a very good morning. I'd like to just squeak in there before you end it up. Thanks very much for taking the check-in.
That was a squeak. Boy, I could hear that across the hall, because we're almost done. Thanks for checking in, Derek.
7-3 to you and everybody else.
I guess I'll make a final declaration, last call for the Rainbow Country Net. Let's go. Anybody else want to check in?
This is WD7RSQ.
There we go, WD7RSQ. Now, let's just see if you show up. No, I didn't think so. I think you're a new one for me. And what's your first name?
This is George. I'm in Blaine, Washington. Periodically, I've been able to jump in on some of the previous nets, but trying to get back into things now that I'm on this coast again. No traffic, just wanted to say hello. 73.
Well, a big hello right back at you, George. Thank you very much for checking in. You're not very far from my location. I'm sort of just across the border on Zero Avenue, up the hill a bit, a little bit, east of the truck crossing. So nice to hear you. WD7 Radio Sierra Quebec, 73. And one more shout for a last call for the Rainbow Country Net. Anybody want to check in? Well, if that's you, Tex, I'm not copying. It sounds the same as before.
I wonder why.
Well, now, I heard you say, I wonder why, pretty clearly. I heard you say, I wonder why, quite clearly. It's like everything started working and you weren't talking to me.
Like it may be a power problem.
Yeah, I heard that clearly.
That was HDQ.
Well, I'm gonna close things up because I have nothing else to say. So let's declare that the end of the roll call. I'd like to thank. Oh, yeah, I get to look up. Hang on a second. I got to figure out. We got quite a few write-ins today, so I got to count them right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 write-ins. Wow. And then the actual number 151. So 7. That's 158. That's a pretty good number for today. 158 check-ins. I want to thank all 158 people who checked in this morning, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Well, I'm going to hear from you. It won't be me on. I'm as usual, I forget who's on tomorrow. I would also like to wish a very good morning to all of our listeners, whether by scanner, web, or RF. This is Victor Echo 7, Charlie Oscar Romeo, closing the Rainbow Country Net at 11:06 a.m. and returning the repeater to general use. Thanks, and 73, everybody.
Frequency in use, V7OR. V7ROX, V7 Ocean Radio. VE7ROX from Victor Echo 7, Ocean Radio. Nothing heard, V7OR is monitoring.
Hey, good morning, Merlin, VA7WD.
Wow, beautiful signal. Good morning, Walter.
Yeah, I'm on Echolink, so if I lose you, I'll go to the Surrey repeater if I lose you here. I think the link is going to drop fairly quickly here. So if I lose you here, I'll meet you over on Surrey.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm just getting things prepared. I haven't hit the dollar store. I've got to get some packing tape, but we'll have everything ready by next week, my friend.
Yeah, no worries. I did hear you call last night, but I guess you were gone by the time I got to the radio.
Oh, did I call you on Baker, or did I call you on this one?
No, on this one here. No, I never stand by over there. It's pretty quiet. But no, I don't stand by there. We just, use that one if we need it. Otherwise, yeah, I usually just listen here.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, I'm just about to go outside. I'm going to put a new different type of mount with some teeth on it on the masting for my beam. I've swung the beam to a southeast to for the contest tomorrow.
Righteous. What kind of contest?
So tomorrow at 10 till 2 o'clock is, just look up radioroom.ca. It'll give you all the info there. There's a link there. I'll go to channel Baker. Bloody idiots. Baker.
I can't do that. I'm on the cell phone mobile on Echolink. I can only go to Surrey or Maple Ridge. Surrey or Maple Ridge. Echolink.
Are you still there, Walt?
I heard a lot of noise there, but yeah, I'm on the iPhone on Echolink, so it has to be Surrey or Maple Ridge, Echolink, Surrey or Maple Ridge. I tried the Langley one, but it doesn't seem to come out on the air. I never hear anybody on Langley, but just for informational purposes. But yeah, Surrey or Maple Ridge worked good.
Yeah, I got to get a hold of the Langley Club. Their second repeater is really marginal, and it's been really good here on their GP9. I don't know, maybe that storm either tilted the area or got water in the coax, but its transmit's kind of wonky on it out here.
Okay, what was that website again for this contest? I got a pen in my hand now.
One word, Radio Room, Romeo, Oscar, Mike, .ca.
That's pretty simple and straightforward. How come I didn't remember that?
We're just breaking you in again.
Again, that last one? I didn't quite understand.
No, I said we're just breaking you in. You know, it's been a while. Yeah, radioroom.ca. It's a simplex a VHF contest. I'm going to probably sit on 146 triple nickel for the day from 10 to 2.
Okay, I'll listen there at least. If I can't make a contact, I'll listen on the portable 146 triple 5. Sounds good. And you're sounding good here on the Echolink. What more can I say?
Yeah, you're sounding crystal clear here, too. Okay, well, we've got a reprieve in the weather. It was at a gong show for a couple of days. Everything held up. No problem with my antennas here. I made sure to put them up properly, especially from the winds this high up. We'll catch you in a while, and 7-3, and we'll be monitoring, sort of. I'll put the portable in my pocket and get out there and do a little bit of beam installation here. We're going to point the beam to Mount Baker and see if we can rattle some K's and Whiskey 7s tomorrow.
Yeah. You should point it south and see if there's anybody still alive in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. We're going to point her. I normally have it pointed at RPT beyond reasoning 10.5 at Mount Seymour, but that's normally where I leave her when the frequency gets piled up, but we're just getting it ready for tomorrow for Hiroshi's event. He's hosting it.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me of Jerome's setup there when he was running the VE7 KIT packet bulletin board system there. His setup was quite fascinating, but it worked.
Well, I was tempted. I still got a Radio Shack rotor downstairs. I was thinking about it, you know, put the damn four element on a rotor. I just mark the rotor dial so not to turn it too far, so it doesn't, you know, turn all the way into the wall of the building, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Radio Shack, like a TV rotor, that those do have a little bit of play in them, but for a four element beam, a three or a four element beam, they'll work quite well.
Well, the problem is, you know what happens if I do that, install that? You know what I'm going to go for? You know I'm going to be hunting for a 13 element to go bananas. So that's why.